And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Revival is a Family Affair. I shall read from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the freedom of worship in our country. We thank Thee that we can voice the gospel by means of radio on this Lord's Day. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, for the Bible, and for the church. And I pray that men all over our city would acknowledge Thee today. We pray for revival in America. We pray that that revival would begin in Fort Worth, and right in our own midst, and within our own hearts. Dear God, we're asking that Thou wouldst move in the hearts of Christians all over this great land. May we realize that unless we turn back to God, we're facing judgment as a nation. So I pray that our leaders, from the president on down, would acknowledge Jesus Christ and acknowledge the Bible, and that we in America might realize that we need Jesus Christ. I pray for this immediate broadcast and every listener, some who are sick, some who are troubled, some who are emotionally unstable, some who have psychological problems, and some who have spiritual problems and financial problems and health problems, whatever those problems are today. May these people be reassured that Thou art able to supply every need according to Thy riches in glory through Christ Jesus, for that disturbed mother, for that bothered daddy, for that upset businessman, for that young woman whose life is wasted, for that young man who is giving himself away to sin and sensuality, for those, dear Lord, that are looking for an anchor in life, for those who are looking for a light out of a dark place, who are looking for a star out of their darkened sky. I pray today that the gospel of redeeming grace might reach their hearts. Bless the sick and afflicted, the aged, the shut-in, those in the rest homes, in the hospitals, wherever they are today. May this broadcast bless them. To the honor and glory of Jesus Christ, we offer this prayer and ask these petitions in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, at verse 14. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Revival is indeed a family affair. God did not make the family for the church. God made the church for the family. Long before there was a church, or a school, or an institution, or a business, or a lodge, or an industry, there was a family and there was a home. God Himself ordained the family. God Himself brought the first man, Adam, together with the first woman, Eve, and united them in marriage, and thus the family unit, which is the basic unit of society, began. God is a family God. God has a home in heaven that He wants to share with you throughout all eternity. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, at verse 1, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Yes, I repeat, God has a home. God has a mansion in heaven. And God wants to share that with you through all eternity. You can inherit that home. You can live in that mansion. if you will place your faith in Jesus Christ and trust Him as your own personal Savior. God created man in His own likeness and in His own image. God created man and gave him a family. And God understands family relationships. God knew that man would be hungry, so He gave him the festivity of a table. God knew that man would be cold, so He gave him the warmth of a fireplace. God knew that man would be tired, so He gave him the comfort of a rocking chair. God knew that man would be sleepy, so He gave him the slumber of a bed. God knew that man would be lonely, so He gave him the companionship of a family. God knew that man would need security, so God gave him the protection of the home. As Paine put it, "Mid pleasures and perils wherever I roam, be it ever so humble, there is no place like home." Yes, revival begins at home, because revival is a family affair. In my text, we have the story of a man named Joshua. Joshua was a family man. Joshua honored God. Joshua loved his family. Let's see three things about Joshua, the family man, from my text and from other related portions of Scripture. First of all, Joshua was a man who answered the call of God. I read back in chapter 1 that God called Joshua to succeed Moses. God said to Joshua, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Arise, thou therefore, and go over this Jordan." So Joshua answered the call of God. When Joshua answered the call of God, he was determined to do as God had commanded him to do. God is calling somebody today, even you, mister, right by your radio, there in your place of business, in your home, perhaps driving along the highway, across the busy streets of the city, there in the motel or the hotel, wherever you are today. My friend, God is calling you. God is calling some in the call of salvation. God says, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God is saying to you through His Son, Jesus Christ, "Come, for all things are now ready." Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The last great invitation of the Bible is found in the book of the Revelation, where God says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely." I repeat, God is calling you to salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Not only that, but God is calling somebody today, listening to this broadcast, to a life of dedicated service. God wants you, my Christian friend, to serve Him. The Bible says, "Serve the Lord with gladness." The Bible teaches us that service for Christ is the greatest vocation in all the earth. So, whether or not God is calling you to salvation, or service, or surrender, I trust right this moment by your radio, you, like Joshua, will answer the call of God. The second thing about Joshua is this. He was a man who obeyed the commandments of God. I read in the 11th chapter of the book of Joshua at verse 15, these words concerning the man Joshua. "As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua. And so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses." God commanded Joshua to do certain things, and Joshua was a man who obeyed the commandments of God. Jesus Christ once said, and I quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments." My friend, the true test of your love for Jesus Christ is not what you say, is not how you look or where you go to church. The true test is whether or not you keep God's commandments. And Joshua was a man who set the right example for us today to obey the commandments of God. Are you obeying God's commandments? The third thing about Joshua, he was a man who managed the spiritual affairs of his household. In verse 15, Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua spoke for his household. Joshua properly managed the affairs of his household in every area of family life, including the most important area, and that is the spiritual area. Daddy, listen to me for a moment. God has placed squarely on your shoulders the responsibility of leading your family to Jesus Christ, of leading your family to the church, and of leading your family to heaven. Nobody can fill that place but you. My friend, I trust that you, as a father and husband, will properly manage the affairs of your home, like Joshua did in the days of old, and was blessed of God. Now we're going to see a contrast. There's another man in the Scripture whose name is Lot. And Lot, too, was a family man. And about him, we observe three things. First of all, Lot was a man who answered the call of the world. He looked down at the well-watered plains of the Jordan and said, "I am going to Jordan. I am going to the Valley of Jordan. I'll go to Sodom and Gomorrah." Lot made a mistake when he answered the call of the world. And my friend, if you're answering the world's call today, you too are making a mistake. The second thing about Lot was this. Lot obeyed the voice of his carnal instincts of his own lustful heart. Yes, he did what his lustful heart dictated to him to do. He pitched his tent towards Sodom and made himself a Sodomite, dwelling among the Sodomites in that awful city. Again, I want to say today, while I'm on this subject, that I commend, and I've written to her to tell her, I commend Anita Bryant for standing up for morality and decency and against immorality and indecency in this critical hour in which we live. And I believe Christians all over the city of Fort Worth and all over the nation should rally to the call of preserving God's way of life, the right way, the straight way of living in the 20th century. Now, the third thing about Lot. Lot mismanaged the spiritual affairs of his household. He went down into Sodom. There he lost his family, he lost his home, and he lost his own self-esteem. My, what a miserable wreck Lot became when he identified himself with the Sodomites and the homosexuality of that day. Now, my friend, the judgment of God was upon Sodom because Sodom was the place where homosexuality was a way of life, as they call it today. And the judgment of Almighty God is going to be upon America unless America repents and turns to God. Our revival theme is, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." That's what America needs to do today. We need to turn away from sodomy and away from sex and away from all of the dope and drink and sin and lust and greed that so characterizes our nation, and turn back to God, and God will send us a revival when we do. Now, in summary, and my time is almost gone, this man, Lot, lost everything he had. Now watch this. Revival came to Joshua's family for three reasons. First, he answered the call of God. Second, he obeyed the commandments of God. And third, he managed the spiritual affairs of his family. On the other hand, ruination came to Lot's family. And that's for three reasons also. One, he answered the call of the world instead of answering the call of God. He obeyed the voice of his own lustful heart instead of obeying the voice of God. And he mismanaged the spiritual affairs of his home, moving his family down among the Sodomites, where God brought judgment for the sin of sodomy. Now, my friend, let me say this to you. your family's headed in one direction or another. Listen to my footnote, and then I shall be through. Your family is headed for revival or ruination, and the decision you make today may well determine the destiny of your home. As we leave the broadcast today, may I again remind you that summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. Come and see what's happening. Discover a new dimension in worship as you worship Jesus Christ in the beauty of holiness at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, our location is 3309 Wilbarger Street. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our evening worship hour at 7. Once again, I remind you, if you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, it's yours without any obligation, without any cost. In fact, it will be sent to you free and postage paid. If you'll simply write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.